The Big Lead, top story.
Well, it is Election Day. You still have several hours to get in your ballot if you agree with me on all issues. If you don't agree with me, then you have much better things to do with your time this afternoon than to waste it filling out a ballot and going and dropping it off in a box. But if you agree with me, you still have time to get your votes in. I've been looking at so much of the coverage, and the thing that jumped out at me today is the column in the Seattle Times. They have a new social justice columnist at the Seattle Times, and the headline is, "Some elections are about issues. This one's about the soul of the country." And so what the columnist is saying is that if you vote Democrat today, then you are saving the soul of the country. And he talks about how horrible Trump is and, you know, how stupid Trump supporters are and all of that because they voted for such a horrible, evil man. And he writes, "We have to be crystal clear, above all, about what kind of country we should be. We have to show Trump that America is ours. By voting, we'll decide what it looks like, who's welcome and who's not, what we hold most dear, and what we expect as a leader. If there was ever a time to let your vote be driven by your own moral outrage, it's right now. Whether you're on the left and mad as hell, on the right and disaffected, in the center and undecided, or just haven't cared much about politics in the past." But what he makes it clear is that he believes to save the soul of the country, you have to vote Democrat and all left-wing causes. You know, for the carbon tax and the anti-cop initiative and all the other things locally. If you want to save the soul of the country. And I will tell you right now, if you turn to politics or to politicians for soul saving, you're probably beyond redemption because you are looking in the wrong place. And I'm talking about both parties because politicians are, for the most part, soulless. Their reason for being is to get enough money to buy enough votes so they can get as much power and control and surround themselves with lackeys. They are not in it for altruistic reasons. And look, I could come up with a list of Republicans who have done bad things and who have lied. I mean, because I think most politicians, regardless of party, do. But given that this column today and the whole message of this election is that by voting for Democrats and for leftist causes, that you are saving the soul of the country, it just strikes me as ignorance for people who believe that. If you believe that a politician can help set our soul straight, the only person who can set your soul straight is you. And when you're voting for a party, and like I said, I'm just rebutting this column, so I'll focus on the main point here, which is you got to vote Democrat to save souls. So that means you're voting for the party of Hillary, who, you know, still today defends her husband sodomizing an intern. The party of Elizabeth Warren, who lied about her ethnicity so she could climb the professional ranks. You're voting for the party of Maxine Waters, who said to shout down and publicly confront those who are different from you politically. The party of Barack Obama, who told people that with Obamacare, you keep your doctor, your premiums will go down. Look at what's happening in Washington State this week. People on Obamacare have seen another massive rate hike. He said the average family would save $2,000. The average family is now paying more than $3,500 more a year. That's a $5,500 a year lie that was told. Hundreds of billions of dollars in total for a political cause, but a lie was told. Is that saving our soul? The party of Jay Inslee, let's go local here. who came on this show and lied to you and me, said he wouldn't raise taxes as governor, and is rated the worst governor in the country by the Cato Institute on tax hikes and public spending, costing people of our state tens of billions of dollars because candidate Jay Inslee had to lie so he could become governor Jay Inslee. The party of Bob Ferguson, who puts politics above the law and above the state constitution and has become a pit bull attack dog against anybody in the center or on the right and becomes a defense mechanism for people of his party. We're saving your soul, according to this columnist, if you vote for the party of the Seattle City Council, which worked feverishly to keep an accused child rapist in the mayor's office, which continues to have throughout the staff of the council dozens of people making six figures who were Ed Murray's child rape enablers. You're voting for the party of Ed Murray, who consistently lied about the massive evidence that almost certainly proved he was a child rapist. You're voting for the party of Sound Transit, which has been a 25-year criminal conspiracy that's going to take $100 billion from the people of this state for an obsolete mode of transportation that has done nothing by their own admission to alleviate gridlock. And you're voting for the party of Mike O'Brien and the rest of the city council, which has policies that have brought criminal drug addict rapists and murderers to our region, who have littered our streets with human addicts, vagrants from around the country, all because of their failed policies. So when I read a column in the Seattle Times that says, you got to vote Democrat to save the soul of our country, Republicans aren't going to redeem your soul, but I guarantee you, Democrats and the list of people I just went down, I just barely scratched the surface. I guarantee you that they are not going to save our soul either. And the fact that some people are so blind, you see, I happen to be a little bit cynical about all politics because I know the kind of people who go into that profession. We used to have, when you read some of the brilliance, the genius of our founding fathers, and I've read a lot about, 100 years later, the debate over the 14th Amendment, which has brought us birthright citizenship. And by the way, I've been studying that the last couple of days. There's no way that Trump can overturn the 14th Amendment with an executive order. I read an incredible scholarly analysis of that, but it involved a lot of the public debate that was engaged in 150 years ago when that amendment was added. But I just see the sheer brilliance of the people who went into politics when our country was founded and for 100 years after that, maybe 150 years. But then it became this cesspool that we have now. There's not brilliance. There's ego. There are people who are just driven by their mad desire for power. I'm going to talk later this afternoon about Jay Inslee and everything he's doing to run for president in 2020. Anybody think that that's sincere? Anybody think that that's for the betterment of mankind? Anybody think that the initiative 1631 that he's pushing that'll cost the citizens of this state billions of dollars for nothing in return? As far as global warming or climate change, he's doing that because he wants to take billions and billions of dollars from us so he can burnish his reputation when he goes out on the campaign trail in 2020. And everybody knows that that's what it's about. He's willing to screw people out of billions of dollars so that he can help his presidential aspirations. So excuse me when I read a Seattle Times column that says today's election is about the soul of this country. I don't think that Trump's election in 2016 helped the soul of this country. And if there is any extent of a blue wave, or if the Democrats take the House, or if they get the long shot and take the Senate, that's not going to redeem our nation's soul either. Because politicians are not what it's about. Your soul is about you. Your soul is about how you treat other people. It's about the way you live your life. And anybody who thinks that casting a ballot for the type of people that I just mentioned, for their party, that is redemptive in any way, you're lost. You are so lost. It's incredible if you truly believe that. So, Seattle Times, spare me your moralizing about how righteous and virtuous the left is and the Democratic Party, because I got a long list that proves you wrong.